You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Shall be me in my house, and prove me now, herewith says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Thank you again, Father, for 2021. We thank you, my Father. We come, my Father, assemble ourselves together, my Father, and be a witness for you, my Father. And all we witness in the church, my Father, in our homes and our hearts. Bless you, bless the one that came, my Father, and bless the one that didn't come, my Father. Bless you, bless this offering, my Father, and take care of our business, the church, my Father. And most of all, my Father, take care of us too, my Father. We know your spirit is wise, my Father, and look into our heart, my Father. Bless this offering, my Father, and continue to do thy work and do the work that you saw us do, in Jesus' name, amen.
Grateful we are today to be here and to share a word for such a time as this. I just have a couple of announcements. Many of you know that we are still going through this pandemic and this virus, and Governor Edwards has shared with us that there has been an increase in the numbers. I think I shared it last week as well. It's important that we pay close attention to the things that are going on. Numbers are increasing for a reason, and our social distance is paramount. Our mask covering is important as well. For there are so many things that are occurring that are still taking the lives of many individuals in our state and in our nation. And so, in order for us to come out of this thing, to get back to some sort of normalcy, normal way of living, we need to be vigilant in the instruction that the governor has set for us. Not all is paying attention to the social distances and mask covering, and so we're asking that all continue to be vigilant in this endeavor. And in saying that, many of you know that they began to give the COVID vaccine. I think many of the doctors and teachers and nurses and doctors, all of those that are in certain areas, were given the vaccine first. And then those, I think the second round would be those that are over 70. I think they begin to administer it now. 70 and above can receive the vaccine. I received the vaccine, I'm not 70 yet, but I'm really close to it, this past week. I'm part of the Red Peak Primary Healthcare Clinic, and everybody that's on the board of directors have to receive a vaccine shot. So we went through the COVID test, and then we were given a vaccine, and we had to wait about 20 minutes to see if there was a reaction. If there were no reaction, they let us go home. And after that, we were told that we have to come back within 21 days. I'm to go back around a little over the first week of February, for the second vaccine, which is this shot that they gave us this week was what they call a booster shot. It's in order to get us ready, and the next shot will be to impact the virus as well. So no one that I know of had any reaction to the vaccine. Those that are on the board were required to take it, and we did so at the instruction of the CEO of the clinic. So we were told to encourage all the members of your church to make sure that you, once the opportunity to take the vaccine, and please do so. I can share with you that the Radke Primary Health Care Clinic is giving the vaccine, I think it's Moderna, thank you. That's the one that I took, and it is available for anybody that has been a member of the clinic, have gone to the clinic and have taken the vaccine, have had work done there. You are able to go in and get that vaccine as well. So we've been instructed to share with you to come over. I did have an opportunity to talk to State Representative Laverdane on this past Thursday. He was there with us always, as well as we all took the vaccine, and he was sharing how critical it is at this time that people are not taking it serious. But he said this is a serious endeavor that we need to all make sure we do what we can and take the vaccine. So the opportunity to go there is available. All you have to do is make an appointment, and they will set you up. Also, I think that's about it. So make sure we can get this done. These have been our morning announcements. Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Philippians 4, verses 4 through about 13. Amen. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 15, and when you found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report, of good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. You may be seated. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I want to use our topic this morning, finding joy and contentment in 2021.
Yes.
Finding joy and contentment in 2021. Last year was a difficult year. And now, the year 2021 seems to be starting off in the same manner. What we witnessed this week should have never occurred. There is something wrong, tangibly wrong, that keep shifting and creating division and animosity and strife within a civilized society. And because these things perpetuate itself, God is watching the content, the character, and the characteristics of a nation and a people. How can God bless a nation if a nation wars against itself? For certainly we have seen the atrocities and all of the things that are transpiring today. And it is truly disturbing, and certainly it is heartbreaking.
Yes, indeed.
But in spite of all that is happening, as believers, we can still experience joy and contentment within our lives. How do we find joy and contentment today? I'm glad you asked. The Apostle Paul understood this, and his desire was to share with us the purpose and the principle in being contented. Philippians 4:11 states, not that I speak in respect to want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.